Well, right now there is no end-all, be-all. NYSERDA had passed two studies, environmental studies. One was in 2010, the other was in 2022. The NYSERDA report came to the same conclusion both times, that wind turbines were not feasible to put in Lake Erie because of the cost, and it just was not able to, because they would have to go through the Welland Canal, and it just was not feasible. They would have to build those turbines right out in the lake. When they did the 2022 report, they said, not feasible, comma, at this time. Well, this was the second report, 10 years apart. We knew they would come back again. Cautile is a proactive group of grassroots citizens, nurses, aquatic biologists, electrical engineers, and we knew that they were just gonna come back again. We couldn't wait another 10 years. So our group got together and we started going town to town, board to board, and this is as recent as the last 4.5 months. The town of Hamburg was the first to pass a resolution in February 26, 2024. And it said that they are opposed to having wind turbines in the lake, not only because it's our drinking water, but that's number one, but also for the environment, our birds, our bats, our fishermen, our boaters, our swimmers. If we put one turbine in that lake, it will be too late. They have to dredge from the shoreline, and those turbines would be 2 to 10 miles out in the water. I mean, in the water. It's ridiculous. It's just common sense that you do not want to put turbines in to suspend the heavy metal toxins, which will cause the contamination. They will also have to dump concrete in for the bases of those turbines. In the winter time, we've got ice storms here. Can you imagine those ice storms and the blades freezing up? They're gonna crack and break apart, and those are gonna fall into our lake. That's in the water. They're not gonna go out after them like they did in Nantucket and pick up the debris off the beach. This will be a forever thing in our water.
So this might sound like a silly question, but I think it's important to ask still just in case. What would you like to see done differently?
What I would like to see done differently is the governor to pass a permanent law saying we will not screw up Lake Erie. We will not disturb our water. Water is precious. No one can live without water. We can live without electricity for a while. It's inconvenient, but you can't live without water. I would like a permanent law.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on this that you think is important?
It's important for the people to be educated. People think that the wind turbines are green energy and that they're doing something good for the environment, but you cannot destroy Lake Erie and destroy the water in the name of green energy for electrical sources. New York State has got to look at alternate sources. Small modular nuclear, hydropower. We have Niagara Falls here. All of our energy is going to Niagara Falls right now. That's got to stop. We have to think of New York State here and our surrounding area. We have to protect our environment. Cautile is proactive. We want to stop it before they destroy it.